Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is eager to get progressives elected to office in Massachusetts. It's part of what he calls his political revolution. The Vermont senator made a campaign stop today on behalf of candidates for local office in Cambridge and Somerville. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Sanders came to Somerville as part of his effort to build a nationwide grassroots progressive movement and generate excitement for down-ballot races across the country.
We need a mass movement of people at the grassroots level who are going to stand up and fight back, and that means getting involved, which is what you are doing and what those candidates are doing at the local level.
Sanders, a former mayor, was here to throw his star power behind a group of local candidates for Board of Aldermen and City Council in Cambridge and Somerville, who've been endorsed by Our Revolution. The group, with chapters across the country, was formed by supporters of Sanders' presidential campaign to back progressives. Sanders acknowledges these are dispiriting times for his supporters, while offering a reprise of his presidential campaign speech, including a condemnation of growing economic inequality, a push for single-payer health care, and free public college for all.
These ideas exist already in country after country all over the world. We got thousands of kids, American kids, going to Germany now. You know why? Because they can get free college education in Germany. Well, we thank you, Germany, but we should be doing it here in the United States of America.
On the other hand, Sanders says local grassroots energy has blocked Republican efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare, at least for now. And he points to several recent high-profile political victories by progressives, including that of Randolph Woodfin, an African-American elected mayor of Birmingham, Alabama.
And we are seeing that kind of result. Literally all over this country, working people, young people, running for school board, running for city council, running for state legislature, and they are winning.
But they are not all winning. According to its website, Our Revolution has backed 53 candidates so far this year. 35 have lost, 18 have won, including Paul Feeney, who ran Sanders' presidential campaign in Massachusetts. Last week, Feeney was elected to the Massachusetts State Senate to represent the Bristol-Norfolk district and says Sanders' presence today is important to progressives like him.
To have the senator here today means a lot here in Massachusetts and to the grassroots activists that have been doing the work for so long now.
But not everybody is happy. Some 30 local politicians and activists from Cambridge co-signed a letter to the Vermont senator, claiming it was wrong for him to step into a nonpartisan city council race with 26 candidates, most of whom, they say, are equally progressive. They ask, how and why does Sanders choose between these candidates? State Representative Marjorie Decker is among those who signed the letter.
For Senator Sanders himself to come here, I mean, that would be like Senator Warren going to his town in Vermont and deciding who should be elected on their local town government or city government.
Sanders did not address that complaint today, but Bob Massey, a progressive candidate for governor of Massachusetts, explains it this way.
Our Revolution is a young organization, and it's still figuring out its processes. It's going to have a founding convention. It can be a little unclear right now who to talk to or who is going to be endorsed.
The national president of Our Revolution, Nina Turner, also addressed the issue, telling Politico that Sanders' involvement generates excitement around progressives running for local office. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.